Yeah, what we thought we'd do, Faith and Pete are going to share in a minute, and then we're going to go into worship, and after worship, you'll see why. After worship, we are going to get into prayer, because there's been a lot that's happened this week. Mm. The tragedy at a big church festival. Mm. Nepal, yes. The issues in Middlesbrough, which yes. are just like, and you know, okay, Middlesbrough is not our patch, but it's our yeah. nation.
Yes.
And there's people in the church that aren't well, so we're going to have a time of prayer after Pete and Faith have shared with us. Mm. So are you ready, guys, ready to go?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Faith.
Faith, you're on. Oh, sure, you tell her.
Well, Faith, she spoke about this, or you shared this verse last Sunday, didn't you? About then we spoke about it during the week.
Sunday.
I think we picked up on it. I think that's what's been great, Genesis, the last couple of weeks, how it's, there's no one's given a message, no one's had to prepare anything. We've just prayed and suddenly something sparked off. So I've really loved the last two weeks, how spontaneous it is.
So you could see that.
Yeah. And when Faith shared with us during the week, when we went around to see these guys, Jen actually said to her, Faith, you need to share this at church. Faith, bless you.
What I love.
Fear and trembling.
Sorry. Can I say what I loved?
Yeah.
What I loved is Faith took that word that Sandy had last week, opened her Bible the next day, and then the Lord spoke to her more. And I love that. And that all came out of last week, not knowing what was going to happen. So,
Faith, do you need to sit down, Mark? Do you want a chair?
No, I'm fine.
You
are.
Okay.
Of course she is. Can you see Faith now? I've turned the light off.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to sit down. Is that all right?
I don't think I need you to hold me up. Well, as Pete's, as Jenny has just shared, the verse that grabbed me last week when Sandy shared was Psalm 27:8. And Pete has kindly put that up on the screen there. So the next morning, yes, I thought, well, I need to look more closely at that verse. And so I got different Bibles out and read it in different versions. But the one that really took my attention was this Amplified version. And Pete's put it up there for us. You have said, seek you my face, inquire for and require my presence as your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek, inquire for and require of necessity and on the authority of your word. And it was the word, well, first of all, I noted it was a very personal conversation that God had with David. The words, your and you and I and my, occur several times in those verses. And although King David is long gone, the word of the Lord endures forever.
Yes.
And the word that he said to David, seek my face, he is still saying today, and I think he wants a personal conversation with each of us on this subject of seeking his face. I know it applies to me. And it's strange, isn't it, to say seek his face. What does it mean to seek his face? Well, you can't have somebody's face unless you have the whole person or their presence. And so virtually God is saying, seek my presence, seek me. And I think it says there, seek you my face, but I like to reverse that with the emphasis on you seek my face. And we know, and Sandy touched on this about the heart response David had. He didn't respond with his intellect or his mind. It was his affection for God that he responded. My heart. And it's interesting, in the Amplified, he says exactly the same words that God said to him. Require my presence, inquire for, as your vital need. And his heart responded exactly with those same things. I will inquire for and require of necessity. But the word, the one word that stuck out to me in the Amplified was vital. So I looked it up in the dictionary. What does vital mean? And it says, it's concerned with or essential to organic life, physical life. It's connected with or essential to life. And, you know, the medics talk about us having vital organs, the heart, the brain, kidneys, lungs. They're all vital to our physical life. And without them, we're in trouble. Or if they malfunction, and I had a personal experience of that, some of you may remember, about 8 years ago, I was very unwell for a period of 3 or 4 months. And I was sent medically for various tests, numerous tests, and nobody could seem to find anything. But I knew I was unwell. All I wanted to do was lay on the bed or lay on the settee if I didn't really have to do something. And eventually I woke up one morning and I had a terrible cough. I hadn't had a sore throat or anything like that. I had this terrible cough. And I was in consultation with the doctor continually over that period. And I remember going along to the surgery on this particular day after the cough developed and leaning on her desk and saying, I can't go on like this. And that day she sent me for an x-ray to the hospital. And results were sent through the next day to her, and I had fluid building up in my lungs, and that was why I had the cough, an infection, a chest infection, and I was admitted to hospital with heart failure. So I was put on intravenous antibiotics and diuretics. And in 1 week, I lost 10 kilos in weight,
wow.
Which was all the fluid that had been slowly building up in my body because my vital organ had failed, was failing, didn't fail completely, was failing. So, we are asked to seek God's presence as a vital need.
It's so good, right?
And so, I equate seeking God's presence as a vital need is like a spiritual vital organ.
Yeah.
Yes. That we can't function effectively without.
Yeah.
You know, when I was suffering from this heart failure, I couldn't function normally at all. I had no energy, I didn't want to do anything, I just wanted to lie down and rest. I felt nauseous, I was really out of sorts. So, seeking God's presence as a vital need means that spiritually it is life-giving, it is sustaining, it's empowering, enabling, and helps us to be effective. And the reverse is true then. If we don't seek God's presence as a vital need, the reverse is true. We're powerless. We don't have energy. We don't, we're not effective.
So good, Faith. Wow.
Put it this way. my spiritual vitality will be influenced by how vitally I seek God's presence.
Yeah.
That's
so good, Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just one other thought. We know that seeking God's presence is his will, because he plainly says it.
Mm.
Seek my face.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. And David said, on the authority of your word, I'm going to do it. And what I, another thought that has come is that doing God's will, being obedient to God's will, could be likened to another spiritual vital organ.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it sustains life. And you say, well, where do you get that idea from? From John 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, my food, my nourishment,
yes.
In other words, that which actually sustains me is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish and completely finish his work.
Yeah.
Doing God's will nourishes, sustains, strengthens and satisfies him. And it's the same for us.
Yeah.
If we're doing God's will, there's an energy that we get.
Mm.
Yeah,
just from being obedient.
Mm.
So, I'll just finish again with reading it. You have said, seek you my face, inquire for and require my presence as your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek, inquire for and require of necessity and on the authority of your word. Amen.
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 Lord, I pray that you will speak to each of our hearts about how you want us to continually seek you. Not just as a one-off occasion, but as the New Testament says about asking and seeking, it's seek and keep on seeking.
Yeah.
Knock and keep on knocking.
Mm.
We pray that we will have that same, that you will inspire us and strengthen us to have that same determination to seek after you continually, to know your presence as our vital need. We just ask that you will infuse us, Lord, as we run after you, to seek your presence, that we will have that experience of strength and effectiveness in the work of your kingdom, that we might be able to accomplish the works that you have for us to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Being hiding.
Yes.